כי המצווה הזו, אשר אנוכי מצווך היום, לא נפלסים ממך ולא רחוק כהי. This mitzvah that I command you today is not something that's concealed from you, nor is it something which is distant. Be'ezus Hashem, I'd like to try together to just briefly reflect on one aspect of the Ramban's seminal comments to this pasuk. Ramban writes, "Aval hamitzvah hazos al hatshuva hanizkeres." The mitzvah to which the Torah refers to tshuva. Ki v'hashevosa el levavecha v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha. In the preceding psukim here in Parshas Nitzavim, mitzvah sheyitzav osanu lasos ken. It's a commandment to do tshuva. Why doesn't it appear in the imperative if that's the case? Why doesn't it say shuv? Why does it say v'shavta? V'nema b'loshen beinani, the reason it's not in the imperative, it's in, again, a simple past with a vav ha'ipuch, meaning future. Limos b'havtocha ki aser adav liyosken, because it's both mitzvah and havtocha. V'hatam lomer, Im yani dacha chabik tzeh shamayim ba'ata b'yad ha'amim, even when you'll be dispersed to the four corners of the earth, and you'll be subjugated, that won't present any impediment. Tuchal loshav al Hashem v'lasos k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Ki ein adav nifla v'rochot mimcha. There's nothing external that's necessary to do tshuva. Were there something external necessary, so then conceivably, might not be at hand. Aval karov eylecha ma'od la'asasa b'chol eis b'chol mokom. But it's always the opportunity to do tshuva is always available, is always accessible. V'zeh tam, and that's what the pasuk v'zeh tam b'ficho v'vavcha la'asoso sheyizvadu asavonam v'asavona avosim b'fihem, to acknowledge chet, to verbalize, v'yashuvu b'libam el Hashem, and to inwardly, internally, affect change, that a person redirects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yikablo aleihem hayom ha'Torah la'asos ha'daros, and to accept upon themselves for all generations, kasher hizker ato v'anecha b'chol levavcha k'mo sheperashta. Generally, when we think of the definition of tshuva, so the Rambam's Ikaro Shel Vidui comes to mind. Chatasi Avisish Pashati L'fanecha Asisi kach vekach. I've sinned, Ribono Shel Olam, on all levels, unintentionally, intentionally, brazenly, rebelliously. Have I nichamti uboshti, ula olam eini chozer l'dover zeh. And I've resolved to do what's necessary, to implement whatever is needed, never to regress to that chait. That's our frame. That's how we sort of frame tshuva. And yet, the Ramban here makes an extraordinary shift. When the Ramban speaks of vidui, so the Ramban borrows, as it were, the phraseology from Parshas Bechukosai. V'zeh tam b'fichol v'vavcha la'asosho she'yizvadu asavonam v'asavon avosam. And when he speaks about the Kabbalah Lahavah, so contrast this with, again, our orientation of Ula Olam Eini Chozer L'Dover Zeh. The Ramban's Kabbalah Lahavah is V'yikablu Aleim Hayom HaTorah La'asosa L'Doros Kasher Hizkir Atul Vanecha B'chol Levavcha. There's an unmistakable focus here in the Ramban that when we do tshuva, the tshuva doesn't only relate to a person individually. The tshuva encompasses, the vidui goes back in time and in generations, v'hizvadu asavonam v'savon avosam. And the Kabbalah similarly looks forward, l'dare doros, ato vanecha la'asosa l'doros. So havin is bonen. I'm aware of chatoim that I've done. And when the Ramban presents the paradigm of tshuva, that tshuva encompasses ancestors and progeny, the Doros She'ovru and the Doros Ha'asidim Liyos. So let's briefly mention three perspectives or three possible understandings of this Ramban. First, the context in which mitzvah's tshuva is presented earlier here in Parshas Nitzavim, the psukim that the Ramban refers back to, v'hoyach yavo alecha, call it at Revi here in Parshas Nitzavim. V'hoyach yavo alecha kol advar ma'ila abrocha v'akol ashen asati lefanecha v'hashevosa levavecha. Pasuk number one with the tzivoy of tshuva. V'chol agoyim asher hidichacho Hashem alakecho shama. V'shavta, pasuk number two, ad Hashem alakecho v'shamatu v'kolo. K'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom ato v'anecha. Ramban's pasuk v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. And then the Torah continues, v'shav Hashem alokecha shvus chavichamecha. There's going to be an ingathering of all the Goliaths. V'shav v'kibetzcha mikol amim ashehafitzcha Hashem alokecha shama. Im yelidachacha b'kzeh ha'shamayim, misham yikabetzcha Hashem alokecha, misham yikachecha. Skipping one pasuk, v'mol Hashem alokecha zlevavcha v'slevav zarecha. Or in other words, the Torah is depicting not only tshuva, but tshuva that precipitates, that triggers the geula asida. The Ramban's comment on v'hoyechi yavol lechakol advam ma'ele kvar is karti ke'apasha hazos asida. The Torah is talking about the Gula Asida. The Gula Asida is a Gula which doesn't reverse history, but it represents the culmination of history and ushers the Bria into a new stage. So maybe the Pshat in the Ramban is that the Ramban's depiction of tshuva as going back and looking forward, v'hizvadu asavonam asavon avosam on the one hand, and the Kabbalah ledaros atol vanech on the other hand, is because only such a tshuva can bring the geula. Maybe if it's just a tshuva that's less with less dramatic consequences. Not the tshuva which is going to, again, bring history to its culmination. So then maybe Enochanami, maybe our focus in tshuva can be more limited. Maybe then the Ramban would be content with the focus of La'olam Eini Chozer L'davar Zeh, and with the focus of Chotasi or VC Pashati. Perspective number two. Every chait, bracketing the class of Tinok Shenishba, every chait represents a zilzul in mitzvahs. Chait is only possible if a person, to understate things, takes a mitzvah lightly, at the very least. Chait is only possible because there's a zilzul in mitzvahs, which means that tshuva represents a rededication to upholding the incomparable chashivus of mitzvahs ha-Torah. The tshuva has to be commensurate to the chait. If there's an equation, as there is, between chait and zilzul b'mitzvahs, then there has to be an equation between tshuva and chizuk mitzvahs, being machshiv mitzvahs. Now, the definition of a mitzvah is that it's the doros. To value a mitzvah accurately to relate, to have the correct attitude to a mitzvah, a person has to relate to this isn't only an imperative which binds me in Tovshin Pei Aleph, in Tovshin Pei Beis. It's a mitzvah the Dori Doros. And as such, the tshuva has to spill over. It has to become something intergenerational. The tikkun for zilzul in mitzvahs is the chizuk ha-mitzvah, that a mitzvah is the doros. It's not enough that I compensate for my rachmana litzlan zilzul in mitzvahs by rededicating myself. It begins with that, of course, but it doesn't end with that. This has to be mechazik a mitzvah is the doros, a mitzvah is for all Jews. Perspective number three, Rabbi Sain. Once again, bracketing the category of someone who simply doesn't know any better. Chait, and let's try to pay careful attention to this, Rabbi Osai. Chait results from self-absorption. Chait results from self-absorption. That's immediately apparent when we reflect upon Chait ben Adam l'chaveru, but it's equally true for Chait ben Adam l'malkum. I'm so focused on what I want, what I don't want, what's easy for me, what's comfortable for me, that becomes the dominating and deciding factor. Wherever one finds chait, one finds an element of self-absorption. We don't necessarily think of it in such crude terms. And we certainly don't like to think of it in such crude terms. But effectively, practically, it is the case. Why did I do what I wasn't supposed to do? Be it ben Adam l'chaveru, be it ben Adam l'mokom. I wanted to. I didn't want to. I didn't want to do what I was supposed to do. It didn't speak to me. It didn't resonate. I didn't want to make whatever sacrifice was necessary. But whatever the explanation is, and there are all kinds of permutations, it all comes back to one word, me. With this chait, there's an element of self-absorption. It's possible for tshuva, certain types of tshuva, to be self-centered as well. If it's a tshuva which is motivated by concern for my own fate, my own liability, and it's a tshuva which is only focused on affecting self change, changing my own behavior. So the self-absorption has sort of been shifted from a self-absorption in the mundane realm to self-absorption in terms of spiritual survival, which is a crucial, crucial, crucial shift. But certainly not something which we can be content with. Ramban depicts tshuva. This is perspective number three, Rabbi Asai. Ramban depicts tshuva. The vidoy, looking back, is v'hisvadu asavonam v'asavona vosam. The Kabbalah lahaba, looking forward, is ato vanecha l'doros. Because tshuva has to, as much as possible, erase and uproot the self-absorption. The Bitzel of Lajana writes in his Hagdama to the Nefesh HaChayim, self-effacingly, describing his father, Chaim Volozhiner, V'hoye Rogel L'Hochiach Osi. My father would regularly rebuke me. Al Shavo'o She'eneni Mishtatev B'tzayra D'Achrina. Again, he self-effacingly says that my father would see I didn't empathize, I didn't feel the suffering of others. And my father would regularly rebuke me for that. V'kohoyo dvaro elai tomid. And this is what he constantly would tell me. Shezeh kol ha'odam. To be human in a moral, religious, spiritual, Torah-dika sense, not by some biological definition or classification. Shezeh kol ha'odam lo la'atzmo nivra. A person's not created for himself, rak lahoil la'acharine, to help others. B'chol asher yimtza b'kocho la'asas. One wonders if that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner said to a tzaddik v'kadosh, such as his son Reb Itzler, one wonders what Reb Chaim Volozhiner would tell us. You know, Reb Osai, when you think about it, one of the causes, not the only cause, and it's not the cause in every case, but sometimes it is the cause. When we're down, when we're frustrated, when we're upset, in a type of malaise, feeling down, it correlates with being overly focused on ourselves. I don't know how often we're down because other people have tzaras. We're down when we even have annoyances and irritations. Alachas kama v'kama if they even actually rise to the level of tzaras. The world has been living for over a year and a half now through a pandemic. One of the elements that was first understood about COVID and remains true, so much in terms of understanding has developed, has changed, but this was understood very early and remains true, and there's no indication and no reason to think this is going to change. Is that the indispensable key to our doing our share to control the virus is that people need to measure their behavior not just in terms of what the risk factor is to themselves, but what it is to others. This was understood very early on. It was recognized very early on that the virus posed and continues to pose the greatest threat to elderly, to other vulnerable groups in the population, most notably immunocompromised. And it was understood very early on that there's an obligation that we each have when decisions are made as to whether certain health measures are necessary, are warranted. Those decisions need to be made not in terms of what is my risk factor, but what's the risk factor to the cloud? And even though medically this has been understood for basically a year and a half, the question to think about, Ben Kessel or Osor, is has it been understood religiously? Has it been practiced religiously? Obviously, this is not the time or the forum to discuss or try to clarify right now Basher Husham in the midst of the Delta surge, what those health measures are. But it is the time and it is the forum to be thinking about how those decisions are made. People see a young person being careful, and they say incredulously to the young person, "Are you really scared? Do you really think that the virus poses a threat to you?" Ze kol ha'odom lo la'atzmo nivra. How can there be such blinding self-centeredness? Again, we're not talking about what the conclusions are that should emerge. We're talking about the process. The process is not, do I need this measure? It's, if I don't take this measure, do I risk being a link in a chain that will affect someone else? And when the answer to that question is yes, that the concern rises to a level where the answer is yes, so then I'm not going to adopt that measure because I find it uncomfortable? Because I'm tired of it already? Because psychologically, I thought once I got vaccinated that I had put this all behind me? That's a justification for engaging in behavior where it's possible. And when we all engage in that behavior, likely, if not inevitable, that one of us, some of us, will be links in a chain to something very bad. This chait, a person's behavior doesn't measure up to a se'if in Shulchan Aruch, and there's a mindset of chait. The mindset of chait is self-absorption. That's what the mindset of chait is, Rav Asi. Obviously, this has applications and implications in all areas of life. In no way limited to the ongoing excruciating parsha of the pandemic. We focus on it not only because the stakes are so great there, but also because it just very effectively shines a spotlight. It holds a magnifying glass in case we've allowed our vision to become dim in this area. So currently, there's a magnifying glass to help us see it. And yitachen that the pshat in the Ramban, maybe it's the pshat, maybe we're using the Ramban as a point of departure. But either way, it's emes. Is that definitionally, tshuva has to involve moving away from the self-absorption of chait and moving towards a sensitivity, a life of zekol ha'adam lo la'atzmo nivra. A good year, Rabbi Asai, a gemach simcha tova.